and the day shall come when the seventh seal shall be broken, and the insane asylum shall cast open its doors, and out shall come the multitudes of crazy, and they shall stand there and say, "We are legion." Something kind of like that. I'm sure I remember. Maybe I missed that day in history. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Otta, and this is your latest update on the crazy farm that's been called the Democratic Party for many, many years now. Here's a new sample of the progressive viewpoint that will undoubtedly sweep the nation blue come this November. We find a headline on Instapundit written by some hack named Stephen Green. He says all they have to do is not act crazy, and Steve has pointed out that's his expression, all they have to do is not act crazy, not capable of it. So here's the headline: Kamala Harris is open to Bernie Sanders' call of letting the Boston Marathon bomber vote from prison. Scott, if there was ever a national campaign to sweep you into the White House, I think it would be both Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders, perhaps running as the top and bottom of the ticket, calling for the Boston Marathon bomber to be allowed to be able to vote from prison, because that's what America's all about. And we're better than this business of depriving a guy who intentionally tried to blow up as many people as possible, depriving him of his right to vote for president while he's in prison. We're better than that, aren't we, Scott? That's not what America's about.
You just try to imagine the constituency for this kind of a message. And I, as usual, I try to put the best possible spin on it and think, I try to get inside the head of the other side, so to speak, and say, what could they possibly be thinking? There are some views of our correctional facilities as saying that the purpose is correction, not punishment. And so therefore, why would you deprive them of anything beyond what was necessary to deprive them of in order to correct the behavior? Well, a lot of people realize that the correctional facilities haven't really done that great a job of correcting people's behavior, since the recidivism rate is in the order of 70%. And so you may say, well, the punishment that you get from being sent to prison is being deprived of your liberty. So you can't go out and wander around the streets and go to Orange Julius anymore, but you have to stay here. But that doesn't mean you lose every other right. In fact, we treat you rather well in some of our correctional facilities, and we do it at taxpayer expense. So, you know, the best possible spin on that is somebody saying, you know, you were deprived of your liberty, but you weren't deprived of your vote. On the other hand, I can't imagine the person who thinks for a moment about that massacre in Boston and says, yeah, I'd like to be shoulder to shoulder with that guy deciding who's going to represent us in Congress. You know, in fact, it's not just I want him to vote, because clearly we expect him to vote Democrat. You know, she's not standing up there saying, hey, you know, there's a good possibility that this whack job is a Republican because he's a whack job. And therefore, you know, I think he should have the right to vote. They clearly think the guy's going to vote Democrat. So what is it about that?
Scott, I know the answer to that
conclusion.
Hang on, you're going to get your question in a second here, young man.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think this is another thing that may play with a very concentrated group of social justice warriors in the primaries that is not going to get broad traction. And we're going to see that group of people who migrated, you know, people who were historical Barack Obama voters who voted for President Trump. More of those people, the firefighters, the police officers, the union members who were part of the Democrat alliance are going to say that's a bridge too far.
Yeah, it's a bridge too far several bridges ago. Steve, I'll give you a chance to chip in on what you wanted to say about Scott, because the other thing that the Democrats have been squawking quite loudly about is this idea, and this is chaired by, you know, Nancy Pelosi seems to be leading this charge, that we should allow 16-year-olds to vote as well. I mean, who are we to deprive them of the right to influence the country that they're going to be inhabiting in the future? But don't you find it odd that the Democratic Party, in order to win national elections, is now depending on the votes of felons and children? Because I think they think that's where their most likely support is coming from. Felons and children.
We're maybe one or two election cycles away from Democrats calling for giving the franchise to dogs who think they're people. And I think what this really shows, Bill, to kind of sum up what you're saying about giving the vote to kids and to felons who are still in jail, is that Democrats think that they do best with voters who lack the moral agency to properly exercise their franchise. Mm. And they're right. I have no doubt in my mind that they are dead on right about that. I posted something about this on the PJM Live blog this morning, and I had a reader get back to me in the comments. He's a Boston local, and he said, "You have no idea how personally the people of Boston took that attack at the Boston Marathon, how much they love the Boston Marathon, how much they love their city." And he said the reason the police didn't issue the description, why they kept the description of the suspect, the actual bomber, private. They didn't go public, because if Bostoners had found him on the streets, they would have literally ripped him limb from limb. And this comes from a reader of mine who lives there and I think is a native. And I look at statements like this and I'm reminded that there is absolutely no limiting principle to leftism. Once you start down the path of we have to change everything, we have to upset everything, we have to take over everything, there's no limiting principle on how far you will go. And if that means giving the vote to a guy who blew up the Boston Marathon and killed people and ripped legs off of people, well, that's just what we've got to do. You got to break those eggs, Bill.
Yeah, this is exactly right. The Boston Marathon situation is virtue signaling, but it is there is no end to this road. If your entire ability to maintain prestige and social prominence in a group based on victimhood, then ultimately there's going to be a top victim, and they're going to continue this race for the bottom to see who can be the most insane about all of this stuff. But appealing to 16-year-olds to vote is also a symptom of the Democratic Party, the same way that appealing to illegal aliens to vote, offering illegal aliens the vote in America, is to say that you cannot win the election with Americans, with law-abiding Americans, with law-abiding American adults voting, you will lose. Therefore, we have to bring in people that do the jobs that other Americans won't do, which is vote for Democrats. And that means illegal aliens, felons in prison, and children. This is the rallying cry of the Democratic Party, you know, cry racism and let slip the hamsters of passive aggressiveness. It is a low and childish and destructive strategy. And they must on some level know that it's destructive. I mean, if you're going to allow 16-year-olds to vote, why not 14-year-olds? Why not 8-year-olds? Why not 2-year-olds? You don't want to go much younger than that, because then you start to collide into the, we should have the right to terminate this voter several hours, days, weeks, months, or years after they're born. But in any event, it is not the politics of adults. It's not the politics of sanity. It's the politics of reaching further and further into the lunatic fringe in hopes of gaining enough power to continue to do this in the future. It's a dead-end road, and I get the feeling that people have had enough of it, and I get the feeling we're going to find out more about that in another year and a half or so, something like that. Yeah. That'll do it for this edition, Right Angled, made possible by the paying members of BillWhittle.com. If you're one of those people who are watching and not contributing as a member, I'm just here to tell you that YouTube has taken our ad revenues from... They've cut it in about 90%. Cool. So... Yeah. So, in fact, we found out recently that one of our videos that was doing well had a copyright claim filed against it by a left-wing company, and they were getting the revenues that we were supposed to get because we didn't violate any copyrights, because we have paid for the music from a commercial music source anyway. So not only are they not giving us your money, they are giving your money to left-wing causes. And the only way we can beat these people is by signing up members, and I wouldn't have to tell you that if it weren't true, but it is, so there you go. That'll do it for this edition of Right Angle. We will see you next week. Again, thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making it possible.